NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, joined as always each and every week with Gamblers head coach and general manager Pat Mikisch. And coach, we're in the middle of this nice string of games here, and you had a good road trip over the weekend. Tell us a little bit about how the guys are feeling after playing all those games in a row and a late arrival on Tuesday morning when we usually talk.
Yeah, it was two of our makeup games from back around Thanksgiving when we had our shutdown. And so it was a trip to Dubuque that was planned, and that would have been our only game on the weekend. And so we hadn't seen Dubuque in a while now. So it was good to get down there and play. And it was a back and forth game, and where we end up tying it up late and then scoring a great overtime goal almost immediately. The first group that went out there made a great play in the Ozone and capitalized with Jake Schmaltz's goal. And so that was a great way to kick it off. Obviously, they're a team below us in the standings, and we want to keep them there. And then going into USA, we knew playing the 18s would be a great test. Having Saturday to kind of regroup over in Plymouth, Michigan before we played them was nice. And then had a great start on that Sunday afternoon. We were out shooting them. We kind of took over in the first period. And then a solid second period where I thought they started to come along. And then the third period, they made a great push. And the shots were very heavy in their favor. But it was a pretty controlled game that our guys still played. I mean, we gave up some shots, but Maddie Davis did a nice job, you know, stopping the ones that were in front of them. And then our guys did a nice job of not allowing those second chance opportunities. A quick turnaround to that third game and a Monday game, which I think that was my first Monday game ever in the USHL. And so it was, they came out, made a strong push in the first, and we kind of grinded our way through that just down 1-0. And then got into that second period, and we took a couple penalties that we probably would like back, gave them a 5-on-3, which they ended up scoring right at the very end of it as we actually got back to 5-on-4. And then we were in a little bit of chase mode and trying to get back into it. We scored a power play goal that gave us a chance. But the third period was kind of a back and forth, but credit to them. They were that team that kind of shut things down in that third period and didn't allow us. But, you know, I'll take that 2 out of 3 on that road trip, knowing the competition we were playing against.
And I apologize, I interrupted you just because, you know, we got through Saturday, Sunday, and then, like you said, I mean, that's got to be, I mean, you can tell it's 2020 or 2020 caused related because first Monday game ever. And how did that kind of maybe make this week's worth of preparation a little bit more unique? Because obviously you had to play the game on Monday, travel through the night. And I think you said that you weren't going to get back to the rest center until about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it was long travel on both sides because we drive to Dubuque, play the game, and then jump right on the bus and drive to Michigan after that game. So we got over to Michigan at about 7 in the morning, had a light skate later that morning, and then the guys were able to rest in the afternoon and prepare for that Sunday game. And so it was kind of, you know, you go into a Sunday-Monday series, which we just don't see, but it's kind of like during the holidays, you don't know what day it is. So it was kind of we've prepped for 3 games in 4 days before with travel. So it was kind of just ignoring what day it really was and just understanding the schedule that was in front of us.
And it's been a while since you've been at the Rest Center, which will have all 3 games right here on the New Radio Sports Network and also 104.1 WRLU. You go 5-1 during your time away from the Rest Center. And how important is that for your team and also for the standings? They have that kind of success on the road.
Well, I mean, we had been kind of a 500 team on the road. So it's great to see that we're learning how to play, you know, in other people's venues and how to manage those type of games and understand that the momentum changes that can happen. And so credit to our guys and the development they've made that way. And, you know, when then we've been a strong home team, we had the 1 weekend by Chicago and that's something we can build off of because that was the time we were here. So we've got to get back to, you know, owning the Resch and making it a venue that nobody wants to visit. And we've got 6 straight games coming up at home now after that 6-game road trip.
And Friday is 70s night. We'll save some of the maybe 70s songs for a little bit later. Military Appreciation Night on Saturday as well. But before we kind of talk about what maybe wearing that military jersey means to you and means to your team, let's talk about maybe what are some of the things that you took away from Sunday's and Monday's game against Team USA that, you know, during your week of preparation for Friday's and Saturday's matchup that you're saying, hey, guys, we got to make sure that we do this a little bit differently to have some success?
Well, I mean, you can't be taking penalties against that skilled group. I mean, they're an elite power play. You know, you're playing the older team, which they've been together for over a year and a half now. So they're very comfortable in things that work for them. And so we've got to make sure we manage our emotions and don't give them any free offense, as we like to refer to it as. But, you know, for the most part, the 5-on-5 matchup was right there for us. So they've got great depth. We got to make sure we match that and not allow them to, you know, kind of get comfortable here in that 5-on-5 matchup and make sure that we're strong in all three zones.
And I know Team USA, the 18s, they go all over the place for games and things like that. You know, have you ever talked to their coaches about how they maybe handle, you know, the travel? Obviously, you know, for the USHL part of the season, it's a little bit different, but I mean, they go to the different colleges, they go overseas or into Canada and things like that. How does that kind of work out?
Yeah, they do. I mean, their schedule is kind of set for them. With the 18s, they're only traditionally playing about 20 USHL games. And their other 40 games are going to be against colleges and then some of their international play. And so they kind of break up their schedule and they know exactly when their travel is going to be. And when they're playing the Division I opponents, unless they're playing a Michigan team, a lot of time they're flying. And so they'll be flying out west to play the Denvers and the Colorado. So they have that, you know, type of travel when they have to. But when they're within the USHL, they're, you know, busing like the rest of us.
And on Saturday, military night, you can actually online, you can bid for those military night jerseys. The Gamblers have done a great job raising money for military-related causes over the year. What do you maybe tell your players before they put on that jersey? Just what it means to wear that military night jersey.
Well, I think Jeff Mitchell and his staff do an amazing job with that game. And traditionally, we would play this game in November, and there's nice little buildup to it, and it's one of our, you know, biggest crowds of the year. You know, we're not going to be able to have that same size crowd, you know, within the Rec Center this year, but the military veterans that are at the game, I think we do a great job of honoring them. And, you know, for our guys, they get to, you know, kind of thank them. And that's what the game has always been about, is we want to thank our vets and honor them on that night. And so I think we all gain a little appreciation. We've had different years where we've been able to bring in some of the vets into the locker room before a game. We've had military dogs in the locker room before a game. There's been so many cool things we've been able to do and let them kind of talk to our guys. You know, we lose some of those things during COVID that we're able to do, where the players get that close contact. But, you know, they'll be excited to put that jersey on. They know it's coming. And you know, hopefully we'll put on a great show for all of our veterans that are able to be here.
And you can find more information on that at gamblershockey.com. And then on Sunday, you face the Des Moines Buccaneers. You faced this team as one of your first road games of the year, and, you know, obviously there was an adjustment period with that. When you kind of reflect on that game, what are maybe some of the things that you're keeping in mind as you approach that Sunday game coming off of the third game on a home string here?
Well, again, like when we played them the first time, they're our second opponent of the weekend, and so we had played Waterloo the night before and then traveled into Des Moines and played that game. And they came with a much different structure than we see around the league. They're extremely tight in the neutral zone. They're gonna allow us to have our exits a lot and then really try to force us in that neutral zone and not allow us to get to that offensive zone. So that it's a different style than we see from anybody else in the league. And so how we manage pucks that first time around is what cost us that game. And we never got to the ozone. It's still to this day our lowest ozone possession time that we've had all season. And so we've had that learning experience now, but it will be a completely different style from what we see Friday and Saturday night. So it's going to be important that our guys are able to switch gears and understand this will not be a back and forth quick game that way. It's got to be about managing pucks and understanding that if we do things properly, you know, to get to the offensive zone, then I think that's where we build off of our strengths.
And is that something that you work on during the week? Just, you know, kind of throw that into practice, like, okay, now that, you know, you do your Team USA prep, do you kind of take some time to work on, okay, you know, maybe you have some of your, you know, a scout team, for example, kind of play similar to Des Moines and work on that style play. Is that something you're able to do during the week?
With this short week, it's a little bit different. Traveling back, getting here Tuesday morning, we didn't practice Tuesday. We skated for the first time yesterday. We'll have a short practice today, knowing that we have three games this weekend. The first time I'll get into Des Moines will be after the game on Saturday night. It just, I've got to keep our guys focused on Friday and Saturday right now. And then that's where I talked about switching gears and understanding that, hey, we're going in the next morning and we're going to talk about now Des Moines. And this is what we have to do. And we'll have the video there for the guys. They'll get to watch, you know, us against them. They'll get to watch, you know, what Des Moines against another opponent, and just little habits that if we do these things well, we can get through this. And it's a credit to Des Moines because they're extremely strong at what they do. But I still think if we do things properly, we get to our strengths.
And we'll end this one with two fun questions. As we mentioned, it is 70s night on Friday, I believe it is. If you had your choice of a 70s rock band, either close down or open things up at the rest center, who would it be?
I got to go with ABBA and Dancing Queen to get it started. I think that's probably the best way, you know, and then we'll probably get some Travolta going after that. So it'll be, we want to get everybody in the spirit. Hopefully people are dancing in the stands and having fun.
Yeah, see some afros, see some bell bottoms, and yeah. It'll be a real party on Friday.
Get everything shaken. I'm going to have to see if I can call my older brother and borrow some of his clothes from back then.
Oh, there you go. You can just get right into the spirit, get the nice gold chain going as well.
You hang it out, let it enjoy.
And then we were also talking a little bit about just, you know, unique travel, unique delays and stuff like that. We saw in the outdoor game on Saturday delayed because of extreme sun. It's obviously a thing. It melts the ice and you can't play on sloppy ice. Have you ever had maybe a unique delay or a kind of a weird road trip that went off the rails because of some kind of weird freak occurrence?
We've had weather affect road travel, whether we could get to the next city or not and have to stay where we were at, or arriving at a rink much later than we traditionally would and basically not having a warm-up process and getting right onto the rink and ready to start a game. So there's been little things that way. I sat in a locker room one time for about 2.5 hours back in college when there was an ice issue. And I remember like trying to figure out if we were going to be able to play or not be able to play, and trying to figure out if we needed to order food for the players because we didn't know how long the delay was going to be. And so we actually did have some pizzas come, and the guys that were eating pizza probably after about 45 minutes of the delay. And then we had another hour and a half after that, that sit around and wait. And then we finally got after it. And I remember the game ended at like 12:30. It was kind of crazy, but the fans stuck around. It was actually, the attendance did not go down at all. And so I don't know how the concession stands kept everything for everybody that night.
I wonder if it was nickel beer night or something like that.
If it was, and that probably went through all the barrels they had, but it was a long delay, and you're just kind of waiting for updates, and there were no updates. And then finally, about 45 minutes before we went, they said, well, we think we have it fixed. We're going to try. And that was the longest delay I was ever part of.
Well, once again, well, luckily it wasn't an 8-hour delay like I think they faced on Saturday. A reminder, once again, we'll have hockey for you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on 104.1 WRLU. Team USA Friday and Saturday, those are both 7:05 puck drops. A little bit earlier on Sunday when Des Moines come to town, that will be a 3:05 puck drop on Sunday afternoon. Coach, as always, good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm Tim Coles reporting for DoorCountyDailyNews.com and the new Radio Sports Network.